This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
That's right, it is Free Talk Live. It's live this Saturday evening. It's Mark with you.
And Vincent.
You can call us and talk about anything that's on your mind. We've been talking about millennials and some disturbing statistics that I really haven't even gotten through. The one major one here is a quarter of millennials living at home, neither work nor study. Slightly less than a quarter, but I'm talking about a point of percentage, small tenths of percentage. And so we can go ahead and just say a quarter of millennials live at home. I don't have a problem with you living with your parents. You got to live with somebody generally. There are very few people that sort of live in their own little domicile by themselves. Those people, so why not live with people who care about you and, you have already established roles and things with? No problem. Not work or study? That means that your parents are taking care of you and you're between the ages of 18 and 34? Nuh-uh. Not acceptable. Let's go to the phone. It's Quan, I believe, calling in from Indy. I'm listening to WIBC. Quan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. How are you?
All's well.
Okay. First, let me give you a very brief background on my own situation, and then I want to ask you guys a question about this situation that we're talking about.
Okay.
So I'm 35. I turned 35 this past December, so I guess I barely qualify as a millennial. I'm like borderline.
By this study, but you probably are a millennial. But go ahead.
Okay. I grew up in Chicago, but I live in Indiana now, I support myself and so on and so forth. Now, I did break out a little late. But, I mean, growing up, like, my dad told me on a daily basis in very despicable terms, I'm never going to amount to anything, blah, 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 blah.
Yep.
So, and then, when I finally broke out, against his expectations, he's been, saying things like, I'm so lonely here by myself, blah, blah. I don't like to talk to your mother. I only like to talk to you. Please come back, blah, 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 blah.
That's funny.
So, yeah. But anyways, so my question is, let's not dump it all on the kid here. Let's seriously consider, the possibility that maybe, just putting it out there, a lot of these millennials are living at home, not for their own sake or their own purposes, but for that of the parent. Because let's face it, we have lots of whiny, needy, neurotic, crazy parents out there.
Helicopter parents. They use the term, helicopter parents.
Yeah.
Quan, I don't want to make it, I don't think there's anything wrong with living at home.
Mm-hmm.
I've, been as clear as I can be on this show. And I don't want to do the show where the Generation X guy dumps on the millennial guys and brings in the young millennial with three jobs to make the millennials look bad. But I do think that it's worth sort of, so living at home I don't have a problem with, not having a job, being a quarter of the population that doesn't have a job and isn't going to college, and most college degrees I consider to be, not worthless. Worthless is the term I want to use. So my problem is the lack of a job. I started working at 12 years old.
I agree with you 110% there, but, at least in my case, I highly doubt that I'm, the lone standout as far as my situation is concerned. But, to this day, my dad does every single thing he can think of to sabotage me. So, again, my question
that sounds
is,
abusive is what I'd have to, the terminology I'd have to use.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. But, my question is, how unique is that? It's probably not, can't be that unique. So, perhaps maybe a good number of the jobless millennials out there are, constantly have things thrown into their way by their parents in order to keep the kid at home.
Thanks for the call, Quan.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
There you go. Is it possible that the parents are needy? I think that it Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say boomers and, you know, maybe some late generation Gen Xers, you know, are afraid of empty nest syndrome. Okay, that's fine. I can tell you that there's some people I know that are looking forward to empty nests at the same time. I don't know when they're going to get it. My son, who's nine, I haven't yet kicked him out and made him go to work yet.
He's not working yet?
Yeah, well, I can tell you, he doesn't seem qualified, doesn't seem terribly interested in anything that I might call work. He says he's going to live at home forever. I'm like, oh, no, you're not. No, you're not. He looks at me shocked.
What does the missus say? What is,
should do anything for, let him get away with anything. There's no doubt about it. Let's go to Liberty Lover calling in from, I think, Ohio. Liberty Lover, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Mark, how are you today?
All's well.
Have you seen the protests today on the White House?
No.
Apparently, since it's Earth Day and everything, people are trying to protest Donald Trump for his stances on climate change and how he thinks it's a hoax. Do you believe in climate change?
Is the climate changing? There seems to be some evidence for that.
Do you believe it is man-made?
I think that it would be ludicrous to suggest that that in some way man doesn't affect their environment. Vincent?
I think that when I say something like it's a hoax, yeah, I agree with Mark. Is it changing? Yeah. Is there stuff that man does to mess it up, like, you know, the ozone layer? Yeah, but I think in this case, and I was in a constant feud with the environmental club in my high school, and it's because these people, when they say, oh, like when Trump or someone like myself says it's a hoax, I think a lot of the climate change, who's this going to benefit? Stuff like the Kyoto Treaty, it's going to benefit the Chinese because it's going to put limits on U.S. manufacturing capabilities, going to put carbon tax, it's going to ruin, you know, they just want a carbon tax, so that's it. It's just a giant thing for a carbon tax, and these people don't care, they just want a virtue signal.
They haven't said anything about carbon tax in a long time.
Oh, in a long time, that's what they want.
Go ahead, Liberty Lover.
Well, this is something where I kind of have some, you know, quarrels with other libertarians. I feel that maybe some of these people pumping carbon into the atmosphere should be held accountable, because I think destroying the planet kind of counts as aggression, in my opinion.
I think that, so this is difficult. Then what you would be saying is that there are noxious gases that my car, my truck gives off, when I drive down the road.
I don't drive.
Okay, well, fine. I do. And so the majority of Americans who drive are aggressors they're aggressors every single day because they drive cars. It's a tough position, man.
It is a tough position, and honestly, one of my original proposed plans for when I run for governor may seem a little controversial, but I had an idea that the people who do dig for fossil fuels in the state, similar to what they do in Alaska, should have to pay every single citizen, you know, kind of like compensation for that, because in a way they're kind of perpetuating the destruction of our environment.
Let me ask you this. I own some acreage. On that acreage are trees. If I produce less carbon dioxide than my trees eat, I would be carbon positive. Would I be exempt in some way, shape, or form from whatever moral culpability you might claim I have?
That would be very difficult to solve out, and I understand the reason you would bring something like that up, but I'm not quite sure I understand. I'm really sorry, but could you word that again?
So carbon dioxide is food for plants. There are large plants. We call them trees. Those trees eat a great deal of carbon dioxide. I produce some carbon dioxide. You called that carbon dioxide a pollutant, because I'll use the term carbon as short for carbon dioxide. So that carbon dioxide is eaten by the amount of trees I have. I am net negative in producing carbon dioxide, the best I can tell, because I have a lot of trees.
I would say in that case, since you're doing a lot of good, then yes, you would be exempted
from
it.
So oil companies just need to buy a lot of forest land.
As said, this is a really complicated issue. I understand why you're throwing this at me, and I understand. And it really is a difficult issue.
It's a difficult issue. But I think the scientists are going to save us, man. That's what I think.
If they were allowed to do, I mean, as I said, if the market were simply allowed to work itself, we would already have alternatives to this stuff extremely fast.
Yeah, agreed. I agree. Thanks for the call, Liberty Lover. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The climate change thing, it's contentious in the Liberty community because it really comes down to poisoning the environment. Free Talk Live.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The number's 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about anything you want here on this live edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Vincent.
But we have been talking about millennials and this statistics that I've got, and I want to go through those here. Also, we're taking your calls, so the number 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live. I want to tell you about Whole Food Multi-Complete. This is a supplement that I've been taking for 3, 4, 5 months now. It's a, I call it a multi, but it isn't a multivitamin. So if you're taking a multivitamin you're getting from the store, it's synthetically produced, at the cheap things, they're, coming up with a very low cost as far as per pill, that kind of thing. Whole Food Multi-Complete isn't that. It's produced from, essential nutrients, plant processed, foods, that sort of thing, and you get everything you need in it, and so much more than you get in the multivitamin you get in the store. Go to simplifymysupplements.com and look at the list of ingredients. That in and of itself will convince you. Simplifymysupplements.com. Now, I found, I was sleeping a little better. And, I don't know how to describe it, but my digestion was going better digestive output was more positive than it had been previously. But I think what I thought was so awesome was that I lost 10 to 15 pounds, just by beginning the supplement. I didn't even know why. I ended up watching a movie about a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago. It was called The Gut, Your Second Brain, or something to that effect. And I'm like, oh, it's the probiotic in the Whole Food Multi-Complete that it caused me to lose 15 pounds. 10 to 15 pounds, somewhere in there. I'm not entirely sure. I don't have the greatest numbers. I wasn't expecting to lose weight. That kind of weight loss that quick? Please. Check them out, simplifymysupplements.com. You can learn more, take a look at the ingredient list. They accept Bitcoin, free shipping on orders of $60 or more. Use coupon code FTL as in Free Talk Live. You save 30% off your first order. And we have had a resounding success. The owner, Russ, he's like, wow, this is the best advertising I've done in years. Thank you, everybody who has believed the words coming out of my mouth, because they're true. I'm going to buy this even when they don't advertise. It's simplifymysupplements.com, coupon code FTL. Let's go to Tom calling in from Nashua. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah. By the way, you're talking about a number of people living at home. I would hope it would be closer to 99% or 100% because wherever you live, that's, unless you're homeless.
That's home, right?
So anyway.
We stipulated early in the conversation that home is where mommy and daddy, where mommy or daddy live. But yes, they had to abbreviate it for the headline.
Now, as far as independence for the state of New Hampshire.
Okay.
There's things that the state can do legally to put pressure on, first of all, to create the independence mood, such as putting up metric speed limits and metric highway signs to make you feel like it's a different country here.
I hear you. Shire goes independent, I say we go to the metric system at the same time. It's absolutely ridiculous that the United States goes by the imperial measurements. It's just 100% people being unwilling to learn. The metric system is so much more logical. I agree with you 100%, Tom.
And discontinue daylight saving time, but they can do that.
I think we should go on
independent.
I think we should go on Atlantic time.
Because our longitude would indicate, we're closer to the 75th meridian, and therefore we should be on Eastern Standard Time. However, the other thing to do is to discontinue flying the U.S. flag over state buildings, county courthouses, and discontinue, take the United States flags out of the public schools. I mean, it's going to be a while before we can get rid of public schools altogether, but with the stroke of a pen, they can much more easily discontinue the Pledge of Allegiance. And then by repealing the underage drinking laws in the state of New Hampshire, the state would lose 10% of her highway construction grants, but they'll get a lot more business at the state liquor stores. And then they can say, look, you guys down in Massachusetts, Maine, and Vermont, there's Vermont gets customs inspection at the border. If people coming from Canada into Maine and Vermont, they'll get caught bringing beer from Maine, from Canada into Maine or Vermont, because they have to go through customs. Grant New Hampshire her independence, and you can have customs inspections at the borders, and therefore you won't have these people buying in New Hampshire and bringing it into Massachusetts, Maine, and Vermont anymore. So by repealing the underage drinking laws, they could put pressure on the neighboring states to start putting pressure on Congress to grant New Hampshire independence.
It sounds like you put a lot of thought into this, Tom. Thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Let's go to David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. In the context of things you've been talking about, further my whistleblower agenda by giving some history of New Mexico. So the United States, having been historically predominantly white, European, Anglo, however you want to label it, and it still is, although that's slowly changing. South of our border, it's all Latin, Spanish, American, Spanish dominated. Right to this day, you can, in your own mind, you can compare and contrast what corruptions we have up here where the white abusers are in control, and you can look at that and compare it to whatever abuse you think the brown people in control are doing south of our border. And then you have the state of New Mexico. You were talking earlier about our federal government, abusing us, not following the Constitution, abusing us in those lines. And it would be better to fend off the federal government in favor of state governments. Here in New Mexico, that would be true, except we have the remnants of the old Patron system that has always been in effect in South America and still is to a fair degree in the state of New Mexico, to the point where I find in my experience that the state government here, the power players, whether they're government, executive, legislative, judicial, or they are educators at the universities, or they are doctors, lawyers, other professionals, therapists like that, or if they're large landholders, have a lot of money. I find them to be more dangerous to my freedom than my federal government. So we here in New Mexico are in a little bit different situation than the rest of you from my perspective.
Well, I don't have a particular problem with that. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, as a voluntarist, that's the terminology I use to describe myself. I believe that to be a hardline libertarian. As a voluntarist, I believe you should have whatever government you want to have. And that means I have to support the people that don't want to have the United States federal government telling them what to do. Even if I would like to see a limited government republic exist in Washington, D.C. I don't know if it's possible, but I still have to support people that would want to leave. Thank you so much for the call, David. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The number. 855-450-3733, and you can call in and talk about anything you want. I want to get through this article that talks about millennials, and it's from USA Today. It's Mark with you, by the way.
And Vincent.
Here on Free Talk Live. Here are some of the report highlights. First off, the report's author, Jonathan Vespa, demographer at the U.S. Census Bureau, looked at four common milestones of adulthood: getting married, having kids, getting a job, and living on your own. He found the percentage of Americans achieving all four of these milestones by the age 34 had dropped from 45% in 1975 to 24% in 2016. So that's basically a 20% drop, 21% drop in 40 years. Yeah, about 40 years. You're seeing fewer people getting married, having kids, getting a job, and living on your own by 34. Now, I hadn't had kids and wasn't married by age 34. I'd certainly had a job at 12, and I'm 46 now, and I was certainly living on my own and owned my own house. But now marriage and having kids is adulthood? I knew people that never got married, never had kids. Are these people not adults? I don't know. That's crazy talk. Vincent, what do you think about that that particular...
I think it's important to define our terms here. Legally, they say adult is above 18,
yeah,
or age of majority. I think it's, you know, we talk about trials, right? Like, you know, manhood, it depends from culture to culture, tribe. You know, Jews, they have bar mitzvahs, so technically in order to be an adult or a man, you have to be 13. I believe it's 13 to get a bar mitzvah.
12, 13, I don't know. You better start acting like one about that age, in my opinion.
I agree, yeah. You know, Catholics, it's a confirmation. I know plenty of very immature people. I know people who are immature in their 30s,
yeah.
As I describe immature. They might have a job, and, you know, they might have children, but they certainly don't act how I would imagine an adult to act.
In 1975, 25% of men between 25 and 34 had incomes of less than $30,000. That's adjusted for inflation per year. But by 26, it was 41%. So that number had gone from 25% in 1975 that were making less than 30 grand a year. Adjusted. This is all adjusted for, these are probably 2016 dollars they're talking about. And by 2016, it's 41%. Now, I think that to some extent is, you know, that's the reaping the whirlwind of feminism to some extent. Now you're seeing that women are going to college more than men are. They're making more money than men are. The Great Recession was definitely a recession for men, not so much for women. And, you know, many of these things. It's going to be time at some point when we're going to have to start looking at people with Y chromosomes and saying, huh, we're going to need to help them too.
Well, also you have double the workforce for the same amount of jobs. For, you know, both men and women going to work.
It's true. In 75, there certainly weren't as many women in the young. The number of young women ages 25 to 34 in the workplace jumped more than 40% between 75 and 2016. So 1975 and 2016. I guess I better say the years, the fronts of the years here.
Yeah.
Since we're going for like a 40-year stretch here. So women were definitely more prevalent in the workplace as a result. Those young women saw their median income rise from $23,000 a year to $29,000 in the same time period, although men's they're claiming here that men's remains $11,000 higher. Young women, yep. Well, I've seen statistics that are contrary to this. But going on, between 1975 and 2016, I wonder if it's just young women in the market, in the workforce versus young men in the workforce, or maybe it's the ones out. I don't know what the...
If it was done from people age 18 to 35, it's probably... That also counts if it's the same study.
The funny... Well, that's the thing, is that when it comes to studies, lying with statistics is something that can definitely be done.
I should have read the 100 pages beforehand.
Right, between 1975... Well, then I'd have to compare it to the other study that I read that said that young women between the ages of, I think it's 18 to 28, are making more money than men of the same ages.
Sure.
So, you know, whatever. Between 1975 and 2016, the number of young female homemakers has dropped from 43% to 14%. But young, women are having kids later. People are having kids later. My wife was working until we had our son. She was over the age of 34. That's what they're calling young in this statistic. She's a homemaker now, but she wasn't then. One in three young Americans lives with a parent or parents. Of those, this is the number, one in four does not work or go to school. That's the, you know, to me, that's the money quote out of this whole article, that they live at the parents' house and don't have a job and don't go to school. I don't have a problem with people living at home. I understand that we've been pummeled with TV programs our whole lives that suggest that young people should be able to have, you know, really nice apartments in New York City. And there's nothing like a city to show young people that cities aren't that great. It's the perfect place for them to learn that.
I never watch it, but the HBO program Girls, it seems somewhat realistic because the main character gets kicked out of college because her parents stop paying, so she has to share one apartment in Brooklyn or some really expensive place with a bunch of other people.
Yeah, I imagine that sounds much more likely. One in three young Americans lives with a parent or parents, okay? In 1975, far more young adults lived with a spouse than a parent. By 2016, more young adults lived with their parents than a husband or wife. I gotta say that I consider that a good thing. I don't know that getting married young is particularly valuable. I mean, What does it say to you, getting married young? What do you think about somebody who's, I got married at the age of 18?
I think it's important to live with a person for a period of time. When you say married, does it mean just partnered off to someone or a big ceremony where you pay all the money? Because some people could live together for a long time and, you know, they're all fine. Then they get married with the rings and everything, and then immediately, for some reason, the relationship falls apart.
I have heard that. I would guess that married means in this study married.
Or civil union. Like in Quebec, less people get married. They just people just live together or have a certificate. I think in the sense, you know, if people get to know each other, in a sense of having children, I think having children earlier is better because there's evidence to suggest that they won't have as many issues with a pregnancy or because the goods, as we'd say, isn't as old or damaged.
Right. Well, one of the issues with that is that you just don't have the money. If you get together with somebody who is the same age, you get together with if it's an older man and a younger woman, then what you're talking about could work out quite well, except for the fact that everybody's going to call the old man nasty names. Yeah.
Well, when you say money too, it's some people figure out like both parents are still working, but they have to do daycare, which is extremely expensive. They have to do X, Y, and Z. I remember someone said it doesn't matter how much money you have, you could always raise a kid.
I've heard that. I think that there's better and worse ways to do it. I'm of the opinion that in many cases, one of the spouses can give up a job and you can be doing pretty well, or they can work from home
Because you have
like
these people on welfare who have like 8 kids and they pay less taxes or get whatever money. You have these extremely poor people who live in Section 8 housing who have like 8 kids or something, and they have no income aside from whatever some of the government or what's not taken out of taxes, and they seem fine, you know, compared to one person who has like 2 or 3 kids when they're young.
Yeah, I think that I think it's irresponsible to go and have children while you're on government assistance.
We're incentivized to do it.
I would 100% agree. There's a real problem with that. We don't need more people in the United States, more people born in the United States. If you want people, there's hardworking people that want to come into the United States, let them immigrate and bring their hard work rather than giving birth to one more entitled American kid.
And there's automation, too, coming to take all the jobs. People, environmentalists complain about overpopulation and everything. And it's just, the quality of life matching the, population. So it's like getting to a decent carrying capacity.
I wonder whether or not some economists can figure out what the perfect number is that can live in the United States. I remember driving across the United States in a van in 1999 and pushing the radio seek button in places like Wyoming and Montana, North Dakota, and finding nothing. Like, it was so sparsely populated in these areas that somebody didn't think it was worth putting up an FM radio tower.
Well, the government also owns a lot of land in that area, too, that they're not doing anything with.
Okay, certainly should open that up. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Your call's coming up next here on Free Talk Live. Don't forget our Skype lines. The username is lrn.fm. You can call us there. Sound really clear. 855-450-FREE. Free 855-453.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Bitcoin.com is of the opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi's vision. As community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it is necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited, you are casting a vote against the current development team. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
We use
cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live this Saturday evening. It's Mark with you.
And Vincent.
You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind on Free Talk Live. Let me tell you about Bitcoin.com. It's their opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi Nakamoto's vision. As community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it's necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit, Reddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin, and running Bitcoin Unlimited, which I do, you're casting your vote against the current development team. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. There is a... there's a shakeup going on in Bitcoin, and it's going to be interesting to see how it comes down. And I know the people that work at Bitcoin.com, and that causes me to trust them a bit more. I tend to, fall down. Obviously, people tend to agree with the folks they know. I don't know that much going on the other side. So there you go, Bitcoin.com. Let's go to Matthew calling in from Louisiana. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, you had Liberty Lover, which is an odd name for somebody who supports the globalist scheme of man-made global warming as a Malthusian concept for controlling all of mankind. It's bogus.
You've kind of shown a hand here, Matthew. Let's step back for a second. Either the globe is warming or it's not, and either man has something to do with it or it doesn't. But the fact that statist, big government sociopaths want to shove a particular solution down our throats that may or may not work doesn't negate those first facts, right?
Right. So let's get on to whether the globe is warming.
Okay.
I do not believe that the globe is substantially warming. I've worked in an outdoor environment for basically my entire life. And there's some summer summers that have been hotter than other summers. Some summers have been cooler than other summers. But down here, I can tell you one thing for sure. The summer is usually going to end sometime in the 90s, 90 degree Fahrenheit, 90% humidity. It is miserable.
Yeah, it's rough down in the South. I'm from Florida. I'm familiar with it. The thing is that we're not going to be so good at telling, you know, of degree Fahrenheit or whatever. So the thing is that the scientists are taking studies, and what they're showing is that the globe is getting warmer and that the water is getting more acidic, right?
Well, we're getting start interrupting.
It depends on who's
taking
the
studies.
That's my point. So a lot of them are getting government grants in order, and, you know, they'd be more inclined to show something. And they also have models, right? There's a bunch of different climate models, and a lot of them have been disproven. I remember people said that we're going to be underwater in 2015.
Right. Now, that is absolutely true, and I'm completely on your side in that one, Matthew, is that many of these alarmists that have talked about global warming up to this point is every prediction that we've had an opportunity to vet has been false. That doesn't mean that global warming's not occurring, though.
Well, another thing is that the guy who originally, this was way back in the 60s, posited the theory that carbon dioxide was, and there's a French guy, I don't remember his name, and it's a shame, too. I wish I had a really good memory. But posited the theory that carbon dioxide was a greenhouse gas. A few years later said, my calculations were off. It's not a greenhouse gas. Everybody ignored that part.
Well,
Al Gore's running around saying that the debate is over. Well, when did it happen? He's got Lord Monckton chasing him around trying to have a debate, and he won't have it.
And I find that very interesting. We have dispute resolution organizations around the world. They're called courts. Why is it that we aren't, you know, solving this problem with some kind of world court? Let's present the evidence. Let's have a team of experts come down one side or the other. I've seen some debates on the subject, and I tend to I tend towards the conservative, and I like Michael Crichton when he defended, Michael Crichton didn't believe in global warming. And, you know, that's a pretty lickety-split smart guy there, right? But at the same time, I tend to believe scientists when they say things are true. So that's the difficulty that I have in this circumstance.
Well, you say believe scientists when they say things are true just on the fact that they're scientists, right? Like,
if they're an expert.
Well, it's important to look into what money is funding. Like I have here, an exhaustive UN report that claimed with 95% certainty that humans are responsible for global warming left out data that found that the planet has stopped warming over the past 15 years because it did not fit with a climate change agenda wanted to advance. This from Breitbart. I know people don't trust that, but I typed in UN sun affects climate, and then it pops up, and it has the evidence and details and stuff. So that's one aspect.
Go ahead, Matthew.
Well, Mark, let me ask you a question. Would you consider having another Mark on with you to interview? Mark Stein.
We don't do interviews on Free Talk Live. Mark Stein can call in anytime he wants.
Right. Well, I'm going to suggest it to him because he's being sued by Michael Mann, and he's ready to go to court. Now, Michael Mann suddenly is like, let's have a continuance.
Well, I would love to see a real court case about global warming, and I would like to see stuff laid on the table because I don't feel like the debate is done, and I feel like the worst people to solve this problem, if we're having global warming, if anthropogenic global warming is true, the last people I want to try to solve this are anybody who works for the government.
Well, when you say court case, what do you mean by court case? Because there's some people who says that it's over to the point where anyone who denies global warming should be arrested. You mean
the
court over that?
Well, fine. That would be excellent. Let's arrest somebody for that, and then we can go ahead. Arrest me. Please arrest me because I'll take the. I don't want to put on anybody else.
Okay.
Arrest me, and then I will hire the very best anti-global warming people. I know there's the Heartland Foundation is going to be able to come to my defense on this one. 100%. I wouldn't have to pay one penny, and then we can bring in the Competitive Enterprise Institute, the Heartland Institute. You know, we can bring these people in, and they can argue with the pro-global warming people on the other side, and we'll have a real live debate and find out what the truth is. Now, the problem in the United States is that we have juries, or what I like to call them is a panel of morons. You know, like, I don't care what a jury says because these are completely, you know, completely uninformed idiots when it comes to, you know, the average problem. Well, I would rather have a panel of... Go ahead.
It would be the job of your experts to convince them. And most people, when they hear the evidence clearly laid out, tend to fall on the skeptic side, not the pro-global warming side.
Yeah. I would rather have a jury of people that are qualified to, one way or the other, figure this out. I don't know. Meteorologists. I know meteorologists used to be, by and large, anti-global warming. Now, this has been some time.
At universities, my cousin's a meteorologist. They get their heads pumped full of everything mainstream, everything the government says.
I'm sure that they've probably changed their minds. Go ahead.
They're propagandized. Listen, I got to go.
Thanks for the
talk.
Don't mean to keep you, Matthew. Thank you so much. 450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Dave and Indy. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, hippies. Hey,
I wish everybody would answer would address us that way because it's catchy. Go ahead, Dave.
I'm trying. Hey, I was watching the YouTube videos. This is off topic, of course.
Berkeley, yeah, Free Talk Live.
Snowflakes, black block. All the diaper fillers on the left, you know.
This is the also the Antifa, right? Is that another word they're using?
Yes, exactly.
That means stands for anti-fascists. The anti-fascists are beating people up. They're acting like brown shirts. I don't understand.
Yes.
Go ahead, Dave.
That was exactly my question I was going to ask you guys. The way they act, silencing free speech, obviously they're in favor of an expanded, more comprehensive federal government. Who do they resemble in history? My leaning goes towards the sans-culottes of the French Revolution, the dumbest people in society, the most unskilled. They had no skin in the game. They were not skilled craftsmen. They were not middle class. And, yeah, I wanted to hear what you guys had to say about that.
I've got nothing nice to say. What you're talking about is communists calling themselves anarchists, punching people in the mouth because they don't like throwing bottles and doing a variety of things because they don't like their political opinion. I don't have anything pleasant to say about that except this. They should do it in states where concealed carry laws are much more lax.
And stand your ground.
And they won't.
No, they won't. They won't. So to the other folks that are there, they should get out of those states, and then wouldn't be as much of an issue. Dave, do you have something else? Do you want to hold for a second?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, let's hold you.
855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.